Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holy moly, do I got a story for you. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Just like you heard on the intro, hope you're having an amazing day. Hey, so remember yesterday, I was telling you about that pain in my back I had, and I equated that to branding and how most people are just terrible at bringing out that pain in the back. Like, I would pay, and I shared the chiropractor story with you from back in the day in West Palm Beach when I went to that guy, and I bent over, couldn't tie my shoes, blah, blah, blah. I would have paid $3,000 to make that pain go away. So that's where we pick up on today's show. Shout out to everybody booking their calls. Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Let's launch your dream. Just like I did it, you can do it too. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, call me. Launchwithsam.com. Book your call. Let's get on the phone and launch it. So I went to the chiropractor today. Never been to one outside of that guy in 1988 who just grilled me. Didn't do anything. I mean, did some ultrasound stuff. I mean, look, man, that's why I never went to a chiropractor again. I'm like, if this was what it's like, no thanks. But the girl at the urgent care yesterday said, you need a chiropractor. Go see this guy. He's quirky. And right away, I was like, damn, I'll pay for quirky. Like, I want quirky. Quirky, that's like, I like that. It's like an enigma to me. I dig that stuff. So I don't want average. If you said, hey, go to this buttoned-up guy, really conservative, average chiropractor. No, no thanks. I want quirky. That's what actually sold me on going, not even the fact that he might be able to get rid of the pain I got and the numbness and the tingling in my arm. So I'm like, hey, I'm all in, man. I'm all in. That's great. So I called quirky guy yesterday, left a message. He called me back. Boom, 2 o'clock today. He said, plan on 90 minutes. I'm like, 90 minutes? I'm all about that. Wow. So about I get there. He was definitely as advertised, different type of dude, middle-aged, awesome. Fit the bill, fit the description from the girl at urgent care yesterday. So I go in there, describe the feeling, you know, tingling, numbness, leg, or yeah, a little bit in the leg, but mainly my arm. Come to find out, wouldn't you know, I don't want to give the story away, but it's not like you're hanging on the edge of your seat anyway about this, because I really got more of a marketing story to tie about this, about how you got to be bringing out that pain in the marketplace. Like, I got that pain, and I would have paid this guy $1,000. Take a guess how much this cost me today. By the way, he snapped my neck, and it sounded like a damn car backfired. You ever been to the chiropractor? I've never been. Like I said, I'm just going to say I've never been because that dude in 1988 wasn't really a chiropractor. I've never been. Never had an adjustment. Never, not one time. He popped my neck, and it sounded seriously like a Harley backfiring going up the street. So, wow. Wow. And I'm feeling much better. And I'm not one of these guys. Look, you know me, right? I throw compliments around like manhole covers. It's not like I go around saying, oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. Holy crap. It worked. So, man, what was I talking about? When I got there, this is the danger of doing media when you don't have any editing. And I refuse to edit a podcast ever in my entire life. So let's just go with it. So I'm just sitting there, and we're going over everything, and I had the tingling. Oh, the right arm, that was tendonitis. That's what that is. We discovered that's tendonitis because I only have it from my elbow down to my fingertips, and when I was doing dumbbell raises, military press at the gym, big flex for your boy Sam, and I just tore the tendon there, or inflamed it rather. So that's tendonitis. And so then he goes to work after the 45-minute interview, you know, all the different aches and pains. I said, dude, I haven't been to a doctor for 20 years. I wouldn't even know who to call if I had an issue. So I don't go to the doctor ever. Oh, all right, because you go through all your illnesses. So He said, have any history of heart disease? Like, yeah, my mom died of a heart attack, but she smoked 3 packs a day. I'm like, eh, okay. So that was it. He starts working the muscle, man. Wow, wowsy, wow, wow. Did you know? I mean, I had no idea your ribs went up to, like, your neck. I always thought your ribs were down by your stomach and underneath, like, your breastbone. Yeah, not the case. I'm sure I'm the only idiot that thought that, so I won't keep going about how little I know about the human anatomy. But that was wild, man. He said I had 2 ribs that were out. He said, ribs are out. What exactly does that mean, ribs are out? Your ribs are out. Got to adjust them. So he goes in and puts them back, I guess. I don't know, man. It's kind of freaking me out. But I'll tell you, it was the climax of this whole thing before I get to the marketing message. This was it. This was like watching A Few Good Men with the courtroom scene. This is like, you know, you can't handle the truth. This was it. This was when I was laying on my back on the adjustment table, and he says, all right, now twitch your toes, curl your toes or something. And that was meant to distract me, and that son of a gun smacked my neck. Cracked my neck. Pop, pop, pop. I was like, oh, my God. And I sat right up. I go, what happened? You know, just adjusted your neck. This was out. He shows me the skeleton, you know, like you had in 10th grade health class, standing over there. Oh, I did this and that. So what's going on with all this? Well, in marketing and business and everything, boy, you got to communicate that pain. And then when you alleviate that pain, you can charge whatever you want. You don't gouge people, but man, so many people undercharge. I didn't even tell you what I paid this guy? Probably not. I'll tell you in a minute. Most people don't want to charge what they're worth because, I don't know, they feel guilty or, you know what it is? It's because it's second nature for them. They feel, well, you know what? Not a big deal. Yeah, give me $20 or something, you know. Or people don't have confidence in themselves. And here's the thing. They don't. If you can't get results, then you're not going to be as bold and confident to charge what your fair rate should be, you know. If you don't feel like you can get the result. Because when I sat down in that interview in his office today when I went in there, he was going through, now this is where, let me tell you a bit about myself, and this is what we do, and this is what chiropractic medicine is all about, hands. You work with your hands and adjustment. I'm like, great. I want the result. And it was right out of my podcast. I said it, and that's exact. I go, great. I love all that. I assume you know what you're doing. That's what I said. I assume you know what you're doing. I want the result. And this is the way I talk. And those of you that work with me one-on-one, you know how much I say this, okay? I want to go from point A to point B. Point A right now is I'm in pain. Point B is I don't want to be in pain. That's it. I want you to get me from point A to point B. I said that. That's exactly what I said. Just like on the marketing call. Just like on this podcast. He's like, oh, I get that. I'm like, I know. Everybody gets that. You get it. I get it. Everybody gets it. So let's get me out of this pain. So he cracked my back and pushed my ribs all over the place. My ribs are like where my knees are right now. My ankles where my ears are, which is great. Everything's back where it should be. Posture is terrible, by the way. He said you have the worst posture. So that was good to know. He said I got stuff to work on, you know. And when you communicate the pain to your marketplace and then you alleviate that pain, but you got to communicate what's point A, what's point B. That's it. Get them from point A to point B, whatever you do. I don't care if you trim trees, hang gutters, fix a roof, do masonry, lawyer, web designer, marketer, digital marketer, speaker, whatever it is. What's point A? What's point B? It's that simple. It's that simple. I wish it were more complicated because then maybe, you know, I could look like a scientist or something, but I'm not a scientist. I'm actually just a very simple man. But I want to share with you that concept. Once you get them from A to B, man, charge whatever you want. And make sure you charge enough. Most people don't. And don't gouge them. But when you're getting results and getting people out of pain, you can charge way more money. $115. That's what I paid him today. Now, the $115 was because that was the initial consultation. And we went almost 2 hours. 2 hours. And next time, he goes, look, I'm not one of these guys where, you know, you got to come back 3 times a week. Had he said to come back 3 times a week, guess what? I would have come back 3 times a week. He said, just I'll call you tomorrow, see how you're feeling. And then, you know, if you're working out and you're feeling tight and everything, but you got to stretch. I do a terrible job of stretching. After, he said, you don't need to stretch before you work out. After is when you really need to work. I don't give a crap what you do before. You got to stretch after because all the muscles are all tight. You got to stretch them back out. He goes, 2 weeks from now, and if not, if you're not working out heavy and you're not tight, then a month from now, $50, $50 to go back to this guy. Are you kidding me? I'd pay $500. I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. I told him what I do. I hope he doesn't listen. $500 is what I would pay per visit just to feel the way I feel. Now think about that. Think about that. What is your marketplace? How do they want to feel? Can you make them feel like that? Of course you can. Charge accordingly. Get your message out there. Be a little quirky, man. People like quirky. Now, if you're not quirky, don't go out there and try to do a quirky routine like wear a rubber nose and glasses or something. It's just not going to work. However, be yourself. Who else is more qualified? You know, be yourself. Be yourself. Be unapologetic about being yourself. Have fun. I had a lot of fun today, man. This dude was all right. He was all right. And I think he had a little bit of fun, too. You know, I'm saying he's quirky. I promise you, I left there and he's like, damn, that's the weirdest dude I've ever had in this office. And I hope that's what he said about me. I really do. But anyway, have fun. Enjoy the process. Quit stressing out over the small stuff. It's all small stuff. It's all small stuff. Live your dream, baby. Live your dream and pop that neck. Whatever that means. I just wanted to say that. Pop that neck. That's got to be something that represents something. Pop that neck means pain-free. That's what happened today. We popped that neck, man. I had a great time. I hope you're having an amazing day and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.